Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Dance Moms. We're talking Sting, or Float Like a Butterfly, Sting Like Abby, episode 31 of season 6. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I have a co-host this time.
Yes.
We're so happy to have Becca in the house.
I'm excited to be talking dance mom tonight.
Hey guys, thanks for sticking with me. My name's Jennifer Leone. You can find me on all social media outlets at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz as well at AfterBuzz TV. And here is my gorgeous co-host.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
So, Becca, let's chat really quick about who you are. So you introduce yourself to the fans and your history with Dance Moms.
My sisters, I have two younger sisters. My sisters got me addicted to the show because they started watching it in the first season when it came out. And I would always, like, pop in while they were watching, and before I knew it, like, I couldn't stop and watching. I couldn't turn my eyes away from the TV. I mean, I used to dance when I was very little. Then I switched to gymnastics. So.
Oh, nice.
It's similar.
Yeah, totally.
The behind-the-scenes drama, kind of. I mean, that drama never really happened that much.
Not this kind of drama?
No, not that kind of
not
drama.
Abby drama.
Maybe I just went to, like, good places? Like, gymnastics studio?
Yeah.
Dance studio?
Yeah. But your sister, she's a competitive dancer. So you do know about the competitive world, and you know, have a good eye on all of it, right?
One of my sisters was on a competitive team growing up, especially when she was in high school. She was on a competitive team and...
Oh, wow.
Mostly hip-hop.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So...
That's really cool.
Very different.
Well, yeah, but this time around, we're talking hip-hop. So
yes.
I guess...
Speaking
this
of hip-hop.
Is perfect. So, you guys, we have the chat rolling. I can see it. Becca can see it.
Yeah.
And talk with us. We have a lot of time here, and we're so... I'm very, very excited. I know you guys are excited. So, let's jump right into Pyramid. So...
Yes.
Pyramid this week... Well, since last week, they didn't have a Pyramid. This week... They just jumped right in right away. Like, they didn't even waste any time.
Abby had very little to say.
Nothing to say about the teens. But the mini she had a lot to say about.
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
Like, compared to, I feel like, most weeks where she gives, like, corrections and stuff during Pyramid, not a lot to say.
Oh, yeah. Like, I would have to take really detailed notes and, like, pause it. And this time around, it was, like, one shot and I'm done. Yeah, good job on that.
Great.
So, let's talk about the bottom of the Pyramid. It was Peyton and Alexis. And basically, Abby just said, you're getting better. She said it to both of them, back to back.
You're getting better. Good.
Good job. But... Abby says Peyton's not up to the other girls. What do you think about that?
I think she is, but she's on a, like, she's better at acro dancing than the other girls.
Right.
So she has, like, a style that she is strong in, whereas, like, the other girls have a different style that they're strong in.
That makes sense. Maybe that's why she's not great in the group numbers.
Yeah.
And that's why Abby's upset and said, hey, I don't know if Peyton has a spot on this team anymore later on. I was kind of shocked at that.
I think she adds to the group numbers because with her tumbling and stuff, I think it's fun to watch.
I think it's fun to watch, too. So maybe she's just trying to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's the bottom of the mini pyramid. And then we have Eliana and Ariana. And Eliana is great in the group, and that's all Abby had to say. I mean, these minis are great anyway, so there's really...
They're incredible.
Yeah, it's really little they have to say about them that's negative. So Ariana, she had the featured role in the group dance last week. So she nailed it, and that's why she's second on the pyramid.
Yeah. She's good at acting.
She is. And, Very good. Taking on that character. And that's what Abby usually
looks
for. That's
what she wants. Yes.
She needs it. She's like, I feel. I need to feel it.
It might be because she's a little bit older and I'm still shocked she's older.
Oh, that's true. That is true. She is older than all of them.
Yeah, it shocks me. She does not look older than them.
I know. She's little.
She's tiny.
So little. Mini. She's mini size. So then on top of the pyramid, we have Liliana.
So cute.
No surprises there.
Yeah, no surprises.
She's just, yeah, she is the cutest. And she won. She won last week. So, yeah, hands down, of course. So apparently she had a tenth of a point under Brynn.
That's dang good.
It's so impressive. That's really impressive if you think about it. I mean, Brynn is amazing. And she kills it every single time she's there and has so much more experience than Liliana does.
And both have so much potential.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah.
I also can't get past them, looking a lot alike because on Instagram they'll always, I feel like Brynn's kind of, the older sister to Liliana.
That makes sense.
At the studio, so.
Yeah, you're right. They're the perfect height. They had that duo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's their mirror image. They did a really good job on that. So, anyway, Abby talks about the duets and she assigns the dances. And it's so clear to me that Abby really is investing in these minis.
In the minis, yeah.
Yeah, hands down.
I saw something earlier online because, I mean, I'm obsessed with this show again. I watch stuff online.
Yay! Go, girl.
I saw something earlier that said Abby is a little better at, coaching the younger girls. She has more experience with that and maybe less experience with coaching older girls, mm-hmm. at least from what we see on the show.
That's what I take from that. Absolutely. I could totally see that. Where did you see that? Is that just someone's comment?
YouTube comment. Yeah.
Okay, YouTube comment. Okay. So apparently so Liliana is amazing and Abby wants Peyton to do really, really well.
Yeah.
So she pairs them together, which I think is really smart.
I mean, it's genius.
Yeah. And again, I mean, I agree with that comment, that YouTube comment on her being for the little girls and knowing how to bring them up. And I don't think she could do that with the older girls as well. So,
well, they've kind of reached the peak, I guess, so to speak, in the dance world. So it's more it's difficult for them at this point. Just they have so much insanely good competition. Not saying they're not insanely good because, geez.
Right. But everyone's amazing.
Amazing at this age.
Yeah. Oh, we have the chat. Hi. Yes. Hi, everyone. Okay, hi. So, Becca, that's you. Becca Brown. So, yay. Hi, guys. All right, good. I'm glad people are on. Tell us what you think and chat with us. So, they have an acro duet, and I love that, and Abby loves that, and it's so clear that's Abby's favorite. And it's called Sting Like a Bee.
I feel like she's giving a lot of, Kinsey, duets or solos to these girls, which is kind of cute.
Yeah.
It kind of brings back the Kinsey vibe to the show.
You could tell Abby's face was just, overwhelmed. She was just so happy. You have not seen Abby like this in so long. I haven't seen her like this in this episode, or in this season at all.
She's been on a roller coaster ride all this season.
Yep. I know. So, the group, it's called Cast the First Stone. Do you think that this is a hit on the moms?
I think everything is a hit on the moms in some way.
Yeah.
She gets, the moms talk way too much. Let your kids learn how to dance a bit. I realize there's cameras. I realize that stuff goes on behind the scenes. But, let your kids dance. They're the ones dancing, not you.
Right? They're probably living through their kids and they're just, fighting and craziness. All craziness. So, someone on the group chat says, Abby has said often she prefers working with the younger groups to find the next star and train them to let them go, which is true.
Yeah, because Maddie.
Right. And I think maybe that this is the furthest she's gone with an elite teen group, you know, and being so involved in one, you know, group of kids and not having so many choreographers coming in and out. So, which is interesting because this time around they worked with different choreographers.
I think she has personally too much on her hands at this point.
So much.
Like, I couldn't even imagine.
So much on her hands. So they have cast the first stone, but there's no Peyton in this group, which I think is smart so that she can focus.
I think she's trying to make Peyton want to work harder.
Yeah, right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Because she's little. She wants to work. She wants to be in the next group number. And she doesn't know why Abby's not putting her in.
Right. So. No, I agree with you. So now the teen pyramid. It goes Kalani, Nia, Kendall, and Brynn. And that's as fast as Abby said it.
Very.
She's like, okay.
She's like, kid, cool.
Yeah, no feedback, no anything. She's just not invested. And the moms are mad.
Which is sad, because these girls, like, deserve so much more attention than they're getting.
Yeah.
I think they need to bring in more choreographers for the junior league team.
I agree. And Kalani said something in the end that kind of hit home, and I was shocked that she said it, but do you know what I'm talking about? When she's just like, well, Abby doesn't give back, and we're giving everything to her. And I think that at this point there's a respect level, even though, you know, there's such an age difference, and of course they should respect their elders, but there needs to be something there for the girls. She can't just treat them like trash, as Jill would say.
As Jill would say.
As Jill would say.
Jill, at one point, the guy, was it Mike?
Eric or Mike?
I think it was Mike.
Okay.
Who was talking to the girls and saying that they looked really good in the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill responds, thank you. I'm like,
yeah, right?
I'm like, you're not in the commercial. You're not part of the dance team.
Oh, Jill.
Pretty sure that was your daughter that he was talking about, not you.
Oh, Jill is a character, though, because she always wants to say something, always has something to say, and wants to jump in there. So let's move on, though. They go to Erland, California, New York Dance Experience. So this, they go here and do three numbers, no solos for the teens. Abby gives out a teen number that's under the mom's category of a winning number. So they are not pleased.
They're not happy.
Again.
Yeah, this keeps happening.
This keeps happening.
And they never learn to, like, shut up. I get that they want. I guess shut up is really harsh. But they always go and complain to Abby, and that's not going to really help your case much.
Right. No, I agree with you. That's so funny. Someone says on the chat, Jill's mouth was a bit more loose than usual.
Than usual.
Yeah, I think, you know, there was something going on. Oh, someone says Alyssa Jones. Hi, Alyssa Jones, for coming back. There was another mini duo that wasn't aired. Okay, so I think...
I wish they would air all the dances.
I know, apparently...
Because they don't.
Yeah, Kendall had a solo last week. I wonder if any of the girls had solos, because that would make a big difference.
Yeah.
A huge difference, actually. So they get this group number, hip-hop, guest choreographer, and it's a commercial.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, guys, you have to learn this commercial for this light-up shoe company.
And I kind of want those.
They're really cool, right? And then, next day you have to learn this other dance, which, you know, they're used to.
I mean, they're pros.
Right, they're pros. They're used to this. But for some reason, the moms have this huge issue. They hate the tribute dance, which is usually... No, Abby usually has great tributes.
She does.
Always. This one was a little under par.
It was slow.
Yeah, it was slow.
I agree. It was slow.
I agree.
I don't think the way the moms handled it, though, was the best way to handle it.
Yeah. We'll definitely talk about that. I want to talk, though, about her bringing in Serena and Jaden.
Oh, yeah.
So Abby brings in two girls from the ALDC LA and works with the girls while they're practicing. The moms are watching, and it is boring. Yeah. And you can tell the difference between the mini dance and how amazing it was and how much time.
It's made for the stage. It's made for a competition.
Totally. And even though they're just, you know, performing in a small room, not even on stage, that looked so much better than what the teens were doing. So the moms saw that and blew up.
Yeah, as they've been doing.
Right, but I agree because look at what, you know, they did with Prince and Maya Angelou. And, Michael Jackson.
They could do a lot. She could do a lot better.
Mm-hmm. I think that the moms definitely saw that too. I wish we knew some behind-the-scenes stuff, though. Like, the moms being like, oh, well, you didn't even see this part. It was awful, you know?
Yes.
So if any of you know.
No, I always like reading, like, Twitter conversations because sometimes the moms will, like, spill the behind-the-scenes info. Sometimes.
I love Ashley's post. She cracks me up on Twitter. Oh, my gosh. She is so funny because she doesn't like
they have complete confidence to say whatever the heck they want.
So much confidence. They think no one's seeing, which is great. Keep going. Yeah, I love it's it. Entertaining. We all love it.
That's why we watch the show.
Right. Someone says, again, no showing all the dances. What's going on, Lifetime?
Seriously, though.
Yes. I agree with you, Sherry. So, they have two girls coming in, and I think the moms were upset about that.
Always.
Always. But not so much for, like, competition. I think that they were just, like, annoyed. For annoyance. I don't know. Being annoyed.
Yeah.
So, now, they do this commercial. And what do you think about the commercial? The girls weren't picking it up right away.
I mean, I wouldn't pick that choreography up right away, even if I could dance.
Right.
Like, I don't think many dancers would. I'm not sure. But they seem to look great the day of.
Mm-hmm.
And they impressed Eric the day of.
Right.
And
what it's about is the day of, not the practicing. And, you know, they have to start off a little, you know, I don't know, slow because I guess it's not what they're used to. So, and there's a lot of boys.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of boys. They were distracted.
Yes, like Kendall would say.
Yeah.
What did she say? It was like, Lord help me or something.
She was like,
was cute.
There's teenage boys in the room.
And they're all cute.
Yeah, and they're all
she's
cute.
She's so cute. I love that.
Like, oh.
Right. Okay.
They're not eight anymore.
They're not. You're right. Before it was like, cooties.
Yeah, it was like, ew, we have to kiss someone in this.
Ew. Yeah, Maddie made that big deal about it. So, Liliana and Peyton. Abby was so happy on that acro duet. That was after that. I just wanted to touch on that, how crazy she was. I know. It was.
No, that was a good duet.
It was amazing.
And a good pairing.
So good. And it was the girl on the top of the pyramid and
the girl on the bottom. So they meet in the middle.
It was perfect.
And they get to the top. They're meeting in the middle. I don't know. Yeah.
Right? You're so funny. I love you. Okay, so the mini group cast the first stone. Okay, so they did really well. I'm just going through my notes. And
they've been doing so well.
Every single time they are practicing, though, you can see them improving each week.
I agree.
Every single week. It's like I watch them really closely. So seeing, you know, one week and then the next week on their timing, too, they are improving. So Abby's just addressing that and just going, keep it up. Keep it up. So I think
they
maybe
do.
Right, and I think maybe later she'll try to instill some kind of fear in them to take them to even the next level.
Because, I mean, that's what she's good at. She's good at like, making them scared so they get to the top.
Right. That's her specialty.
It is.
So let's go to the chat real quick. Someone says, do the moms ever handle it the best? No.
Not really.
Nope. And they only air what gives to drama and the storyline they are trying to tell. And no worries, I'm not saying my name. It's totally made up. Yep, it looks made up. Maradelli. Kendall was totally distracted.
She was distracted. I think she did really good.
She did great.
I thought she was keeping up the best in the first rehearsal.
Yeah, I was looking. I'm like, okay, their hip-hop's their thing. It was a
competition between her and Brynn keeping up the best.
So let's move on really quick to Eric stepping on eggshells. So now this whole time when the moms discuss that they are not going to be doing this dance anymore, they decided it, and they're going to Eric, and they want to do his dance, bring in some of his boys, kick the girls out.
I mean, I have to say they handled confronting Eric better than Abby handled confronting the director of the competition later in the episode. Oh, I think
anyone would. That was the worst. That was the worst. But Eric, the choreographer, was like, that's an Abby thing.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know.
That is an Abby thing. You do not ask me, but I'm okay with it.
He's like, don't put me in the middle of this. I don't want to get in trouble with Abby.
That was probably just for the cameras.
I mean, a lot is for the cameras, let's face it, but it's entertaining. It's what keeps everyone watching.
Yeah, like us.
Yeah.
And us talking about it.
It's what keeps me obsessed.
Right, year after year.
Yes.
And you started watching in what season?
I started watching from the beginning.
From the beginning, okay.
I didn't admit I was a full-on fan until halfway through season two.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Yeah. All my friends in my group were all into Dance Moms and would have wine nights. So we'd been watching since the beginning. Yeah,
that sounds
so funny.
Great.
Oh, it's so great. You know, drink every time Christy said something or threw a drink or anything. Yeah.
I miss Christy and Chloe.
Oh, I know. I love all of them.
And the Highlands.
Right? So anyway, about this episode, not season one. We're just reminiscing over here, and I want you guys to know Becca a little more. Hopefully she stays with us.
I would love to.
Becca does Scream Queens right about now, so Scream Queens wasn't on this week, so
yep,
she's with me, and I'm so happy to have you. So now, Ashley looks nervous. I love Ashley's face when she's sitting there, and all the moms are confronting Abby. And Ashley's just, not saying anything. I'm just going to sit back.
That's, I feel like that's the Melissa way, and that got Melissa pretty far, so.
Got Melissa pretty far. someone said, Becca, you took the words right out of my mouth.
So.
That's true. Maybe she's taken a page out of Melissa's book.
But I have to say I'm really impressed because she seems to be getting along with the She seems to be getting along with the moms right now.
Right, well, on camera.
I mean,
yeah.
And also, I feel like her main problem was with JoJo's mom.
Yeah, now, Jesselyn, yeah.
Yeah, it was Jesselyn, and now they're gone.
Right, right. Last week, Brynn really shined. Yeah. And I think it might have even been the week before that when JoJo actually stepped off. It was the best for Brynn. So I agree with you. And Abby doesn't look like she cares at all. She's just like, do whatever you want. But she does, though.
Most of the season, she hasn't really looked like she cares. She's just kind of texting on her phone, during the junior elites routines. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you seriously not going to watch what you choreographed?
Doesn't watch.
You're not going to be proud of your team?
No. No, she's over it. But it doesn't look like she even cares when they want to change everything around, but she still does care but I think not about the girls, it's more about her. So
I think it's more about her and pissing off the moms.
Yeah, she just wants to ruffle feathers there. I agree. And Jill is just taking the ropes, and Abby's like, you're going to regret this, Jill.
Jill always takes the ropes.
Always takes the ropes. Always. If it's not Jesselyn...
It's
and
Jill.
Jesselyn's gone. And yeah, it's Jill.
It's Jill. And then I feel like Holly's kind of she'll confront Abby, but at the same time, she has those words of wisdom.
Yeah. Holly has a backbone, but she's not going to be crazy and, like, go over. Yeah, go overboard. I mean, unless it really affects Nia, and I think when it's appropriate.
I'm still surprised that Jill and Kendall are still there.
Me too. Team. You know what? I agree with you. And I want Nia to do more. I feel like Nia's not doing anything.
But she's never done anything.
I know.
She deserves to be in the spotlight. She deserves good choreography that shows off her talent and that the audience wants to watch and that wins her first place.
No, I agree with you. And I think in the beginning of the season, it looked like she was going to get...
Excel?
Yeah. And get awesome dances. And it seemed like it was like, okay, let's try you out. And then just let her fall through the cracks.
Yeah. Normally happens.
I guess you're right. Abby forgets.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Abby was talking down to Mike. So now let's talk about when they're actually at the competition. And Abby is talking down to Mike, the guy who is showing the commercial, like what we were talking about. And that was really sad to me because it's someone's relationship.
Yeah.
And this isn't her first time doing this, obviously. They showed clips, but it's a lot.
Does she realize that she makes herself look bad when she does that?
I don't know.
Or, like, is she just completely oblivious to that? Because, like, giving someone suggestions that they didn't ask for, who was in charge of this commercial, I think that's a little out of place.
Right. I mean, well, she would do that all
the
time.
She does do that.
Yeah,
but
out of place type stuff, so.
It's not that surprising, but.
Not appropriate. It doesn't make it okay the second time or fifth or tenth time around.
Probably tenth.
Yeah, or that we see on camera. Someone says, I got the feeling that production told her to keep her nose out of the commercial.
I agree.
Ooh, so she occupied herself with the minis. Remember the Chadwick Hall commercial, right? Well, the little YouTube video that they did. And it was, you know, the same thing. They showed a clip.
And then lucky for production, her occupying herself with the minis created more drama.
Yeah, that's probably right. I like you. I see where you're going with this. Okay.
I like your comments.
Yeah. Okay. Maradelli. All right.
Yeah. Tell me how to pronounce your name.
Yeah. Please say, what your name is so that we can address you right. She doesn't care, though. She's like, you don't even need to say my name right. So now let's talk about the actual dances.
Yes.
The mini duets. You're fine. The mini duet is so cute. Like,
it is,
and but they're on point too,
and their costumes.
Their costume was great,
they're precious.
And I was talking about this a few weeks back that the costumes. Abby just kind of doesn't really think about it anymore.
It looks like she thought about it.
She definitely thought about this
just a little.
Yeah,
but. I guess with a title like that, it's not that hard to think about it.
It's like a bee
costume.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was still cute. Like, I think if it was the teens, she would have been like, okay, get a few tank tops and
figure
it out.
Black and yellow tank tops.
Yeah, like,
wait, what was that? But like
black and yellow tank tops, yeah.
Right.
And then, like, something for your hair and your good.
Yeah.
And this, she definitely put some time into. So, I feel like we were watching Abby going back to what she was in the earlier seasons, and it was just really...
I felt like that, too.
Like, I felt like I was watching an old season of Dance Moms, seeing her excitement, and I didn't realize how long it had been. And this is different from the excitement in the room when they were dancing and practicing. This was actually when they were performing. So I just felt like it was really good to see her at least happy for once.
And proud of
what she's doing
on stage.
Right. And Liliana and Peyton, and again, this is Sting Like a Bee. Their acro number was incredible. So
that the back handspring thing to her head that Peyton does,
oh my gosh,
amazes me.
Yeah.
Like, this girl is, what, 7'8"?
Yeah.
And she can do that. And, like, I've been able to do a backhand spin, but not to my head.
Yeah, incredible. Just, and they make that it takes look so control. Easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
control,
like,
and strength.
And I'm proud of them, though, that they are, like, staying, you know, they're just progressing. Yeah. Because you never know. They could just break down and be like, okay, I'm not into this anymore.
Which none of them have really had huge breakdowns.
No, just the moms.
Yeah, the moms have.
Yeah. So Serena and Jaden show up. What do you think about this?
That's very awkward. I feel like the moms should have thought about maybe calling their moms. But at the same time, Abby should have called their moms and been like, okay, look, the moms don't want to do that number.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
We're gonna.
I think, though, that Abby's just trying to cause drama.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Bottom line.
Or the producers.
Well, Abby should be the one to call and say, hey, we're not doing this anymore. But yeah. She said, I'm not doing your dirty work, moms. If you want to cancel it, then call the moms yourself.
I thought the way Kira handled it was really good.
Yeah.
The way she worded it. The way she, like, worded it made it, like, it was better worded than Abby ever could have worded it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I feel like Kira, when she has something to say,
she says it.
She says she's it smart. Well. Oh, she's so smart. And she hits the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she knows grammar.
She doesn't hold back. Oh, yeah, talk about that for a little bit because you made me laugh.
It just bugs me when a mom, not going to name names, says more happier, because that's not correct grammar.
More happier.
More happier.
You guys, courtesy of last week, more happier.
I'm sure some people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, one of the moms. I mean, they're very, very...
I'm like, nope, your kids probably know that. It's not right.
Your kids know better. Yeah, no, you made me laugh. We were talking before the show.
Yeah.
I was dying.
I'm like, you're still dying.
I'm still dying. Okay, so now Abby wanted them to take control. And this is the first time that she has ever said that she wanted the moms to take control. So what do you think about this double-edged sword? Do you think that she's going to just continue to do this over and over again, like no one can win?
Yep.
Or, okay. All right. Because that's what I think, too. I don't know if you have different opinions.
She's a very confusing person.
Yeah. You could just never win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how they've lasted this long.
Right. And the two girls from the ALDC, Serena and Jaden, they try to learn the dance.
Which was impressive. Like, dang.
And they got it down. Like, in 2 hours.
Like.
I know. It was, like, incredible.
Them.
Let's go to the chat really quick. Someone says, I'm really over these minis.
I think they're cute.
The backhand spring to head thing. I think their moms were so good in the way they handled the whole thing.
There's things I agree with and there's things I don't agree
with. Yeah, I don't think the moms handled anything well in this episode.
Like, some things, but not everything.
Right. I think Peyton is the youngest mini.
I think it's either Peyton or Liliana.
Well, Liliana's great, and Peyton is the lowest, so that, I mean,
yeah.
I guess it doesn't make a difference what their ages are.
They're great.
Yeah, I mean, they're great all the way around. And so now let's move on to the mini group.
Yes.
Mini group was amazing, and I noticed about the choreography. The timing, the choreography, it wasn't like they were supposed to mirror each other or all
That's
be
true.
At the same time.
I noticed that and I was like, oh.
Abby's good with her choreography with these minis. She's figuring them out and she's focusing on everyone's strengths and then aligning them well.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
She, like, even when Peyton's part of the group dances, she focuses on Peyton's strengths, to be honest, rather than giving her the same exact choreography as everyone else. She has Peyton, like, off in one direction doing tumbling.
Yeah, yeah. And I noticed that and how she does this. So she's very, very calculated.
Yeah.
Smart.
She knows the strengths and weaknesses of these girls.
Oh, someone says, I meant the two girls' new moms handled it well. Yeah, they were very calm.
They handle it well.
Maybe it's the LA, just very zen.
The new moms handle situations well until the junior elite moms come into the picture, and then they start intentionally trying to get on their nerves.
Right, when the moms intentionally do something, that makes sense.
And I'm like, you're just trying to start a fight, stop.
Right. Someone says, one of the girls used to correct their mom all the time. On grammar. It was so funny. I think it was Kenzie when she was little.
It was probably Kenzie.
Probably. Someone says, Kira is the biggest coward of all the elite moms.
See, I think...
Coward. I mean, I get how she can close her mouth at certain times. But she said, when she has something to say, she says it. Yeah, she doesn't hold back. She will snap.
I feel like her mom and Nia's mom were actually my favorite.
Oh, really? Holly. Yeah, yeah. So now, moving on to the mini lyrical group, cast the first stone. Amazing. Abby wanted to disqualify the teens while the girls were going on.
Confusing.
Right. What? What is this about?
Like backstage before.
It's just crazy to me, though, that she would try to do this, but this was not her first time.
It wasn't. No.
She's done this before.
Yeah.
And
countless amount of times.
Right. And she says, I don't know who that little boy is. He didn't sign a waiver to be here. Got the two girls up. And then she tries to cancel it because of all these different things that don't even make sense.
No, she needs to... She needs to, like, come to a conclusion and either cancel it or don't.
Right.
But she was very confusing about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then she lied. Straight up lied.
She called him a liar.
Right. And when the director came out, he talked to the moms. And Abby says, nope, I did not say that.
I think she did that on purpose to...
Abby did?
Yeah, to jeopardize their chances of winning.
Oh, okay. She knew that they wouldn't get...
Because that just makes the team look bad in front of the director of the competition.
Ooh, what do you guys think? That's an interesting take because I that's probably true. I thought she was just really trying to get him off and that's that. And but she,
I mean, I
you're
think
saying she
was
knew?
Trying to, I think she was trying to get them off and then she was like, I mean, let them go on and... It's whatever.
Yeah, right. Let's go to the chat really quick. I think the moms are going to get tired of taking control and move on and pay the actual an actual dance teacher to do their job. Kira knows how to pick her battles, and the rest she doesn't waste her breath. Yes, when it comes to her child, Kira thing, right?
Yes.
No, that's true. So now, let's move on really quick to the small group hip hop, the Champs.
That was good.
It was really good.
And which one didn't go on?
Serena.
Serena.
Serena did
Serena
not go on.
Serena didn't go on.
She was scared.
I mean, but I would be too. I mean, she learned it. We saw she learned it in the dressing room backstage.
Right, right. So, I mean, I would be afraid too because it is a big stage and run out, so I understand. Nia gave her the best little pep talk, though.
Yeah. Regardless of her not, like, going on, I'm still super impressed by her dancing.
Oh, yeah. And hope,
I hope that Abby will bring her back.
Yeah, I hope so, too. She probably said thanks.
Yeah.
She probably likes her because she didn't go on. But... The first, I guess let's just talk about awards because this was so fast. This whole episode,
yes.
I felt like it was just so different and every single episode seems to be really different.
It's changing up. The format of the show is changing.
Like every time though. And this is the first time that this has happened because usually it's the same thing. And this time it's like No.
It's like, let's change it up.
Well, sometimes they'll give you 40 minutes after the dances are over and it's time for drama.
Yeah.
But sometimes they'll do the dances really, really quick. And then other stuff or whatever. Or it'll all be focused on the dances. Yeah.
Just when you think you're used to how the format works.
Right, right. So it's definitely different. So let's go into awards. So the teen group did not win. It did not place. And apparently there's only a first place spot.
So I wonder if it would have gotten second.
Right, you never know. And we don't know their scores. Yeah. So who knows?
I thought it was really good. I
thought it was great too. I thought it was really great. But, you know, there's these little things that Abby would have done to make them win. And she didn't. So they didn't get a place. She probably knew that though because she didn't want to invest her time to get everyone to win.
Yeah. No, however, though, I don't think that the other group dance that Abby had planned would have won either.
Well, oh, no. No, no. She never had them.
No, planned. That wouldn't have won.
No. That was so slow.
And the judges would have been like...
Right. We didn't see much of it. Yeah. I mean, And also the tribute thing. Like, out of all the dances to make slow and not that great... Abby says, though, that it wasn't her choreography, it was the girls, which I don't think is true at all. What do you think?
I mean, maybe. I don't think it's true.
I don't think it's true either. I think that you can give those girls anything. It was just the choreography, because while they were practicing, Abby was still like, no, change it to this, it to that.
I think it was also music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably music.
I think they couldn't find, like, the beat.
No, that is true. Good point. So the overall petite duo trio, Sting Like a Bee, first place.
She won.
They won.
Which I'm excited about because now Peyton gets to stay on the team.
Right, because if she didn't, then
Abby was like, I don't think there's a place for her if she doesn't win. And I'm like, dun, dun, dun. Dang, harsh much?
So harsh. She's like, she's out. She's cutting everyone.
No.
So they also got the top overall petite group.
Yay.
Yeah, it was called Cast the First Stone. So they got it. I thought it was amazing. The best one.
It was ridiculously good. I liked last week's, though, too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But Abby was happy about giving them the jackets, so that's good.
Yeah, right, right, right.
She was like, hey, you assured me that was the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, I have a question about all that, though, because they addressed it earlier in this episode. Do you think that the moms are jealous of the mini moms? Because Stacy said something, who's a mini mom, she said that Jill was jealousy all over their faces, that they just walked off and away when the minis were getting their jackets in the end of the last episode.
I don't think it was jealousy, more just my girl isn't the center of attention anymore and I want her to be.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Just, this isn't worth my time.
I think they want their girls to be the center of attention.
As always. And as they should.
I mean, great. But, like, there's other dancers, too. Your kids aren't the only dancers.
Right.
There's other people with potential at the studio.
So. Yeah. So many. You're right. So, Stacy, again, comes up. Yes, and she throws the other moms under the bus, and she says, the moms didn't listen to you, they lost, we listened to you, and we won.
They know how to pick, those mini moms know how to pick fights with those junior elite moms.
Yeah, they do. And that to me was like, okay, all right, Stacey.
I was like, okay,
you're winning. You're winning. And, you know, just keep your mouth shut.
TMI.
Take the care away.
Yeah, like.
Right? Cut it. Everyone on the chat is saying Nia. We love that Nia said something.
I love Nia.
Nia doesn't get enough credit, and I think that's because she's not drama and crazy, and that's why she's not on air all the time.
Nia and Holly aren't as
confrontational.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish that there was a lot more. They're there for the dance. Right. I feel like Nia could have her own talk show one day and just, like, give advice and have, like, dancing segments.
I can see that.
Yeah. She's, like, the next big thing. So now the moms are packing up and going home, and they're talking about their reputation. And
going to somewhere else.
Yeah, and going somewhere else. So now let's move into predictions. Because, here we go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So next week, we know.
Based on commercials.
Based they go, on commercials.
They go somewhere else, at least for next week.
Right. I think that it will maybe last for a little bit, but then
they'll go back, I think. Back, yeah. Based on Instagram.
Oh, yes. You know what? First off, let's do that, and then let's get into spoilers really quick. So then, what's your prediction? I want to know.
Oh, goodness.
Just for the rest of the season, because I think we have maybe 3 more episodes left. I'm not sure. But there's
prediction is that, well, I think the minis are going to, one, keep on excelling.
Okay.
And I think Eliana in particular is going to shine in Lily.
Oh, okay. I think you're right. And I think Liliana might be the next
naughty.
Well, see, you don't know because Eliana is always like the star too.
Yeah.
So you never know between the two of them. So let's see who wins that number one spot.
Yeah.
And I think that the minis are going to have an awesome dance next week because the elite team will be gone.
Elite team.
Right. So Abby wants to teach them a lesson, but they go to the enemy. So I'm excited to see what's next. Really quick, I wanted to talk your
about these spoilers. These Instagram spoiler stuff.
Becca loves social media. She does the social media here at AfterBuzz TV.
I do.
And we want to hear everything that you know.
From Instagram, it looks like there's at least 2 more junior elites added to the team. I know one of their names is Cameron.
Right.
And maybe 2 of the minis might start dancing with the junior elite team. I'm not sure.
Whoa. That's
based on Instagram. It
all
looks
right,
like
based
it.
On Instagram. Nothing on Twitter? Twitter's not tweeting? We could check that later.
I can check
that. We could check later. Because I know you were saying how you like to look at the comments and everything.
If you've heard anything, tweet me.
Yes. Yes. So, really quick, let's do news. News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, you guys, Abby's $5 million fraud case has been pushed to 2017.
$5 million.
$5 million. So she is not going to prison yet.
I don't think she will.
You don't? So now she has a guilty plea of 20 counts of fraud. 20 counts of fraud. And that was back in June 27th that she pled guilty. Apparently, she's violating current laws, too. So she's these counts of fraud and all these different counts are stacking up. A lot of reporting issues that are going on.
Even if she does go to jail, though, she'll get bailed out in, like, less than a day.
Well, these tax things, though, I mean, Wesley Snipes went away for a while. I mean, tax is a big deal, especially when you're trying to hide. Get this number. Okay, so $755,000, almost $1 million, she has been hiding from tax. And this
is
money that she's been getting from Lifetime. So Lifetime, you know,
Lifetime isn't really on her side at this point.
No, not at all. And I hope that something happens, but this is a juicy, juicy story that I can't wait to see the end to. But I had to let you guys know because that was a new discovery of today. Yes, new development. So thank you guys for being with us. We love, love, love talking dance moms. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
So please follow AfterBuzz TV as well. And give us a thumbs up, comment, talk to us. Love you guys.
Yes.
And we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.